whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Trace Jackson Davis, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
You know, B, I've been thinking about this long and hard with the Warriors, and we could talk till we're blue in the face about woulda, coulda, shoulda for trades and things like that, right? Oh, they should have went after this guy. Oh, they should have went after that guy. Oh, they should go get Jimmy Butler right now or Vucevic, whatever. I personally believe the biggest, like, error by this organization, in my view, the biggest thing, if we're talking basketball, actual basketball, their inability to find the next version of what Klay Thompson brought to the table when he was in his prime. And what I mean by that is a two guard who can defend, has some size, okay, who can defend, knock down just enough shots. No one's going to be as prolific shooting as Klay Thompson. I mean, you're talking about replacing a freaking first ballot Hall of Famer, a legend, okay, a statue guy. So it's easier said than done, but they have not been able to find a legitimate two guard to be able to pair alongside Steph Curry. And whether that's via trade, the draft, development, etc., I think that's the number one thing. It starts there. I think it's so hard for them to just run offense and defense the way that they want to play alongside such a unique player like Steph Curry. I think their inability to swing on two guards, I would have drafted one over and over and over. They keep going after threes and fours and another backup point guard. I would have been hell-bent on finding the next version of whatever Klay Thompson was. I think that, for me, that's my money. I think that's been one of my biggest frustrations because you're left with three guard rotations that drive me crazy.
Yeah, let's go to Coach and Vallejo. Coach, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year's to you both, and may your families prosper. I mean that sincerely. You know, looking at the Warriors, it's like taking that test in school where it was multiple choice and E was all of the above. Everything anyone says about the Warriors right now, yeah, lack of shooting, yes. You know, no big man, no. Unathletic, yes. You know, so E, all of the above. So I'm going to agree with everyone here. But you know what? The Warriors last night had 5 free throw attempts.
Yep.
That's 10 minutes for Jonathan Kuminga, okay? Mm-hmm. That's 10 minutes on the court for Jonathan Kuminga. Mm-hmm. He's about far and away getting to the foul line more than anyone else on the team. He's the only one that can draw fouls and put the other team in foul trouble is Jonathan Kuminga. Now, I'm going to be a little careful with what I say here, but please take it in context. Right now, as this team is currently set up, Kuminga is more valuable than Draymond Green, okay? Kuminga is more valuable than Draymond Green as the team is constructed right now. They don't have anyone else like Kuminga.
I agree.
Right now, the Warriors are so under-athletic, if that is a word, okay?
Oh, yeah, they're not athletic. You could just say they're not athletic enough.
Nor are they big.
Which is why I've been saying this for a couple years, Coach. You've been hearing me on these airwaves. When they play young athletic teams, which is basically the NBA, they struggle. They struggle. And nobody's wanted to hear it about Kuminga. You know what I'm saying? There's been so much pushback on what the Warriors should be and could be because we want to hold on to the old guard. You have to adjust. You have to evolve. And right now, the Warriors, maybe they're trying to evolve, and maybe it's just too late, Coach. Maybe it's just too late.
You know, you're right. And even like Dennis Schroeder, this is not the Dennis Schroeder that ran Jeff Teague out of Atlanta. Okay, this is an old Dennis Schroeder. He's not that same guy. So, Bonte, I'll give you credit. You have told your coworkers in the afternoon about Kuminga for years, and they didn't want to listen to you. So I do want to give you credit on that. But anyway, guys, thanks for letting me talk. I appreciate it.
Hey, Coach, my daughter doesn't listen to me most of the time. My fiance doesn't listen to me half the time. I'm not trying to tell them what to do. I'm just trying to give you an opinion. But we get so hell-bent on some certain people's opinions and say, nah, this can't work. My problem is when you think back to 2 years ago, a couple seasons ago, when the situation happened with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole, I remember thinking going to media day, and I was talking to Paul, I was talking to everybody, shooting commercial, and I was like, damn, Warriors about to go back-to-back, man. Like, I remember talking to Ron. We talked to Ron Adams after they won in Boston, and he goes, quite frankly, I think we overachieved. I'm thinking, damn, they're ahead of schedule. They won another one. And a situation happened between Draymond Green and Jordan Poole, and they went on that first road trip, and it felt like, okay, it's the veterans in the lineup, and then let's go to the hockey subs, and it's the youngsters out there by themselves trying to learn how to play. And then you get the Anthony Lamb situation where Anthony Lamb is playing, I think he's in New Zealand right now or Australia.
Fontaine.
And that was a guy who prevented, for whatever reason, prevented JK, who I guess Anthony Lamb, quote unquote, was more able to contribute to winning at that time. But when you got a young lottery pick, you got to just let him go through the bumps and bruises. You got to let him go through the trials and tribulations of trying to learn how to be a pro. Because here we are now in year four. Some people are like, oh, wow, Kuminga could play. Well, you know what? I actually saw that when Wiggins had to leave the team for 2 months due to personal reasons. We actually saw Kuminga stabilize lineups and come in as a second-year player and play well. And so my problem is the lack of inconsistency with playing some of the youngsters to get them ready for this moment now. Because now, guess what? I don't know how good Moses Moody is. I don't know if he's a good player or a bad player. It's year four.
Well, Moses is a whole nother, like, let's just put him to the side. I don't think he's that great, but that's a whole
can of worms. Yeah, I don't know if he is.
What I would say to you is, the way I have seen Moses Moody be utilized is kind of a microcosm of what has ailed them the last couple of years. They don't even know.
They don't know.
You know? And so, you know, there was a time, and I'm going to make an odd analogy here, and I want your opinion on it. There was a time where I was like, man, Frank Gore is still really good, but we have to move on. And I didn't see a situation where the San Francisco 49ers could have Frank Gore on the team and him not be the number one back.
Yeah.
And not that he wasn't still a good player. I think he went on to play another, I don't know, 6 years?
4 years, 4 years.
Yeah, whatever it was. And he was serviceable.
Yeah.
But there are certain guys that have to move on for the team to be able to kind of breathe a little at that position.
And I don't even know if Frank Gore... I think Frank Gore would have been cool with staying here, but the team was just, they were in turmoil at that point, so it was probably best to move on.
Well, they owed it to themselves to see what right. Carlos Hyde was, and they needed to turn the page. The Kuminga Draymond Green thing has been butting its head for 3 years, okay? And it's pretty clear to me, as long as Draymond's still on this roster, Kuminga will always be marginalized by the coach, by Steph, and by Dre, and because of the resumes.
I wouldn't throw Steph in that. I believe Steph loves playing with JK because JK can, when you run that 1-3 or 1-4, whatever it is with JK, that pick and roll, and JK's diving to the rim off of Steph Curry double team, it is lethal.
But when you sign up to play with Draymond, the unintended consequence is that you are going to give Kuminga the short end of the stick, right? He's coming off the bench. He's going to have to play overlapping minutes with certain lineups that don't include Steph Curry because he is coming off the bench. So there's a whole can of worms about having, and this isn't an either or. I feel like this is one of those situations where when you choose to keep Draymond, these are the unintended consequences of other players getting stymied. Simultaneously, you know, Andrew Wiggins, he tantalizes us and he'll look good for a couple of weeks or whatever. And then, you know, now Kuminga's out and we need him. And you're just not getting that same, that impact, that desire. How many times did he go to the lane yesterday and just lose the ball?
Yeah, well, you know what? He did. Now, Andrew Wiggins, I'm going to stall him out a little bit here because, if he's your second best player, can you win a championship? I don't know. I on this team, probably not.
They did it for a 9-week period in 2022.
And he was really good at 2022.
No doubt.
He was good. He actually made the All-Star game, believe it or not. And, you know, everybody's going to say bam, bam, this and bam, bam, that, but whatever. Andrew Wiggins does go out there and defend the top opposing player, wing player, every single night, whether it's Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier. And the crazy part is, Terry Rozier and Tyler Hero combined to score 23 points last night. Well, they didn't even kill you.
Yeah, and Tyler Hero has had a really good year this year.
He's had a really good year.
Last night was not one of them.
And they snuffed him. And I want to give Schroeder some credit for that, too, because Schroeder plays some good defense. But when you do that, and we saw this with Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, we forget, had some struggles in the playoffs because he was defending guys at such a high level that offensively, okay, your legs might not be there all the way. Wicket's is fine, I think, as a third option. I'm not mad at Andrew Wiggins.
No, but I think in all these trade scenarios, I agree with you. But in all these trade scenarios, everyone's going, oh, Wiggins is the guy that's got to go because he got a max salary.
Well, I don't know who's saying that.
And I think that's insane.
If you're
asking me, it's like, it should clearly be Draymond.
When you look at the Western Conference, you need wing players to defend other wings. Like,
I completely agree with you.
I don't even bother with those conversations. Warriors, future focus.
Let's focus on the Dubs' future. Warriors' Future Focus is presented by Peralta Community College District with Laney, Berkeley City, Merritt, and the College of Alameda.
All right, TJD had one of his... He's had a great 2-3-week stretch here. Trayce Jackson-Davis, ever since being reinserted into the starting lineup, Trayce Jackson-Davis has done his thing. Put it up 19.7 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block last night. Played 35 minutes, didn't commit a foul. He had a post for dunk last night that woke up Chase Center for us.
That was nice.
Drive by Hawkins, down the lane, no good. Ball tipped away by Kyle Anderson. Picked up by Buddy Hield. He's in transition. Stops the foul line. The trailer is Anderson. Downstairs to Jackson Davis. Dribbles it out. Hands off to Buddy. Back to Jackson Davis. Banging his way in and dunked it right over the top of Ware.
How's the Warriors' future focus? Just like we love the future of the Dubs, Peralta Community College District encourages you to love your future, too. Go to peralta.edu and apply today. All right, Cam and Tim, we're going to get to you on the other side right away as the segment was sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Safe travel in the new year starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians will check fluids, wipers, lights, and more. No need to get out of your vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. Coming up, Steve Kerr on TJD's Night. You want to hear that? Plus Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry, what he had to say yesterday. That's as despondent as I've seen Steph in a very long time. A very long time. And in Detroit, and Indiana's on deck. And you got this road trip with Toronto and Minnesota. They come back 1-3 off that trip. I don't even want to know what's going to happen. This feels like a crisis. As Steve Kerr mentioned yesterday, they have a crisis in confidence. All right, more Warriors talk coming up. Cam, Tim, hang on tight. We're going to get to you on the other side, as it is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.